Hey, everybody. It's time for another program of Focus on Africa, brought to you every other week here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Well, this evening, or tonight, or this morning, depending on where you are in the world when you're listening to us. Anyway, this next program is going to take a look or listen to an article that appeared on Pam Bazooka News Service, a Pan-American news website that we use as a reference from time to time here on Radio Havana, Cuba. The article is entitled Universal Healthcare in Africa is a Necessity for Genuine Development. It was written by Abayomi Asekiwi, who is an editor at Pan-African News Service. On our last program on Focus on Africa, we presented the first part of this important article. Here now is the second part. Many news stories out of South Africa and other African Union member states focus on the outbreak of infectious diseases, which are a direct result of the legacy of colonialism and neocolonialism, where the healthcare institutions were deliberately left underdeveloped. A conference held recently in the Republic of South Africa discussed the potential for the building of a universal system for providing medical care in the most industrialized state on the African continent, South Africa. The meeting was successful, concluding with the consensus that it was indeed a need that the state, government-driven universal health care system be put into place. But South Africa is not alone in the search for more efficient and effective health care delivery systems. Former Republic of Tanzania has addressed this issue within the context of a broader global need for universal health coverage. The former Tanzanian president wrote in an editorial published late last year that it has been 3 years since world leaders committed to the one of the boldest goals ever set in global public health, that is, achieving universal health coverage by the year 2030. Achieving this objective, he said, will mean that every person in every community has access to affordable health care, both to prevent them from falling ill and to treat them when they do. Within this essay, the former Tanzanian leader emphasized the need to guarantee primary care. Providing primary care to all citizens and residents will address 80% of the problems that could potentially arise from the absence of such services. The president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, is launching a pilot program to provide universal health coverage to 3.2 million people in four counties that are leading the country in communicable and infectious diseases in Kenya. The Kenyan president gave his approval for the Intergovernmental Committee to proceed in developing a memorandum of understanding between the county administrations and the National Ministry of Health in Kenya. The program is, in part, a broader national plan to provide free health care to all Kenyans in need of such care. As it relates to other infectious diseases, HIV/AIDS has remained a serious problem in Africa over the past three decades. The overwhelming majority of the people contracting, living with, and dying from AIDS in the sub-Saharan regions of Africa is enormous. Of the 34 million HIV-positive persons in the world, 69% are in Africa. It's estimated that 23 million people on the continent are infected with HIV/AIDS. 91% of the children living with HIV are in Africa, which continues to threaten the well-being of successive generations. And as a direct result of the neocolonial system, which fosters the contraction and adequate lack of care for HIV/AIDS, the average life expectancy in Africa is only 54 years. Okay, let's take this article up to here and continue with it again next time on Focus on Africa. You've been listening to an article entitled Universal Healthcare in Africa is a Necessity for Genuine Development. It was written by the editor of the Pan-African Newswire. Time now for some great music from Africa. Here's Takai from South Africa. It's a tune presented by the South African group. Takai. That's a tune from South Africa. Great African music for you here. That's all the time we have for today on Focus on Africa. But come back and check us out in a couple of weeks. We're here every other week with Focus on Africa. And we'll continue with this interesting article on the need for free, universal health care in South Africa and throughout the African continent. The program, Focus on Africa, and we're on the air every other week on Mondays here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for tuning in, and keep it locked in to Radio Havana, Cuba.